Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet, Paul as Shockwave, Scott as Stratus, and me, your GM, Mark. The story so far. After a quiet Thanksgiving, the team were called out to investigate a possible warehouse robbery being performed by individuals dressed as Santa and his elves. Arriving at the scene, they find three criminals dressed as Santa's little helpers, armed with shotguns disguised as candy canes. The team quickly subdue two of the perps, but a third flees into the warehouse. We join our intrepid trio as they prepare to enter the building.
I'm gonna leap through.
Where are you leaping through?
Through the door. Where's the door? Is that it there?
That's roller shutters. You know, they're raised about 4 or 5 feet off the floor, so you know an HGV can back up to them and you can roll the stuff straight into the back.
Roll rope.
To its right is a set of normal doors. No, the roller's not open.
I'll head through there then.
Are you going through stealthily? Or are you going through?
Walk through.
Some kind of ultimate badass striding around.
So yeah, you walk into the building. So you see, yeah, it's just a huge open expanse. It's pretty open, high roof, you know, beams across the roof, you know, there's no ceiling, it's just the roof. Rows and rows of racks with boxes and, various shapes and sizes. There's windows right at the top next to the roof to let natural light in. So there's quite a lot of moonlight filtering in to this side of the warehouse, although the racks in front of you are in quite a lot of darkness. There's no lights on, it's just the natural lighting of the moon. Just roll me a perception, just to get your night vision back, as it were.
11.
And your perception is?
That's intelligence, isn't it? 11.
Yeah, you walk through the door, you see, you know, say these racks of goods, you know, disappearing into the darkness because the place is so big. In front of you, with his weapon pointing at you, is another one of these fucking ludicrously dressed elves. Sorry, and you see there's one to your left as well. What are you doing?
Have I got a surprise or anything?
Everyone goes on one, and you're just quicker than they are.
Okay, so the one in front of me.
Yep.
Find weakness and then punch him, but I'm going to run, you know, attack him and hopefully hit him hard enough so we both disappear up that aisle.
All right, okay.
Out of view of the other. Move through, is it?
Move by.
Oh, so I won't be able to, so I won't check the weakness, I'll just do that.
Yeah, move by is moving by someone and hitting them and using some of your weight. Move through is literally trying to tank straight through the centre of them to hit them with the hold of your mass.
Yeah.
Obviously, moving through is a bit harder on you as well.
All right, move by then. What can I say? Minus two to my OCV. So, DCV two of left or lower.
You miss him. Completely.
It was a flyby. He'd tickle him as you go by.
Yeah, so you swing at him, but he's prepared for you coming through the door, and he manages to sidestep you as you go by, but it does put you out of the range of everyone else.
Fine.
Sorry, Shotwave's just disappeared into the building. What's everyone else doing?
Closing the doors.
Are you radioing?
Yes, I am. Oh, it's a bit lively in here.
They're having a party.
They've all got candy sticks.
Bastion, your powers might come in useful inside.
To do what?
Stopping the enemy exiting and causing havoc to the outside of the building.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, with their candy canes.
Yes, you can help us contain the threat within the building.
Okay.
Shall we go in?
Yeah.
While that's all going off, they get to act on their one as well. So this guy tries to shoot you, Shockwave, spins around, yeah, follows your movement, tries to shoot you. What's your DCV?
Well, that's -2 as well, because I've done that move by.
So yeah, he shoots you with his candy cane at point blank range. Oh, fucking hell. You take 4 body, 8 stun.
Right.
But it's killing damage, so the body, you only get your resistant defences against it, which is the Echo Armour gives you 4, so that's bugger all.
Yeah, but I've got damage resistance as well.
Yeah, you only take that off after removed your armour. And the 8 stun, what's your total PD? It's going to be higher than 8, isn't it?
13.
So he shoots you, but it just rattles off your armour. He looks a bit shocked. Shot you at point blank range. He just shrugged it off.
Just
look at him
and shrug and go, oh well.
My
turn.
So, bullet.
Okay. I've still got that candy cane in my hand.
All right, okay. You could use it if you want to.
Is the door actually ajar?
Yeah, the door's open. So yeah, you hear the echo of a shotgun blast.
Okay, I'm going to teleport through the door to this X here. And shoot the guy with rubber bullet. And I'm going to use my combat skill levels to add +2. So I'm actually off the scale. OCD +11. So I hit 30.
Yeah, you shoot him.
And for 1, 2, 3, oh well, 24 stun.
24 stun, how much body?
Is that 5?
6.
6 counts as 2 body.
Of course, yeah.
Just roll your knock back.
Oh, is it KBKA?
Yes, it is, you're right, yes.
Okay, so 6. So
1.
I'm knocking back 1 thing.
1 hex.
There you go.
It doesn't hit anything, so 1 hex will take it off D6. I'll just take another 2 points. A point off him for the off D6. Yeah, so you shoot him and he staggers back, lands up on his arse. Chockwave, it's you.
This racking, can I see? Is it shorter than the roof, or...?
So the racking's about 18 foot high. It is shorter than the roof, though, yes. The roof's probably about twice that height. But could you leap over it if that's what you're after? Yes, you probably could leap over it.
Am I going to do that?
Just remember, you can't see what's on the other side of it, even though you, Paul, can see what's on the other side of it.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to jump over.
Okay. So what is your height leap?
7
inches maximum, yeah?
Yep.
So yeah, you can easily leap that, yeah. An inch is 6 feet, so.
Do that.
So yeah, you leap over. As you leap over, you see that, yeah, there was another elf stood by a couple of pallets at the end of the rack. The end's quite clocked when you came in. Looking up, this fat, jolly red figure with a hat with a little little pom-pom on the end. Big red suit, big red sack on the floor next to him, big black boots trimmed with white. But, you know, and you see he looks up as you sort of come down on the, you know, as you're coming down.
I'll point the gun at him. I know I ain't got an attack. But...
As he looks up, you see that his face is some sort of latexy type mask. You know, big beaming smile, big beard, rosy cheeks. Cute to the point of being disturbing. On his back, he has a long tube that's white, striped with red. On the end is a cone, a sort of an orange cone. At the bottom seem to be fins coming out of it. Looks like a big kid's toy rocket strapped on his back.
Can I, as I'm coming down, turn it into a shockwave? Or do I...
No, you'd have to do that to start with, yeah.
So, as I'm coming down, I'll just shout, "Don't move, Granddad."
You could still hit him, because you haven't attacked this round, you've just done a movement action, so you could still strike.
Can I shoot him then?
You could shoot him, yeah.
I'll shoot him with a shotgun.
Yeah, you see, yeah, the candy cane's just got like a little trigger piece, where, you know, where the curve of the handle is. So you shoot him. Roll me a tear.
10 or not?
Yeah, you shoot him.
What damage does it do?
It's 2d6 killing attack.
Oh, just type in slash roll 2d6.
Whoa! Hey.
That is worth
and then roll 1d6 minus 1.
Oh, no,
just roll one. Just roll 1d6 because it gets the shotgun gets a plus 1. So that's 12 body and 48 stun. You just come down on him as he looks up. You just blast him in the face. 12 body and 48 stun. That's scary.
Surely that's 4 body. No, it's killing attack.
Yeah, it's killing attack. Yeah.
Does his mask survive?
He'd
blow his head off.
Oh!
A lot of these little candy bloody pellets sort of get into his suit and seem to be, you know, the impact seems to be absorbed by the suit and they drop to the ground. But you still blast him onto his arse.
Damn.
Bullet.
I'm going to have a go at this guy again. He's still there, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, he is. He's on his arse, but he's still struggling
actually,
to get to his feet.
First up, can I raise my... Because I've got matter energy manipulation force field. Can I raise that and then attack? Or is that a half-phase action, or is it a full action?
I believe raising a force field is a free action.
Oh, okay, in that case I'll do that. And then I'll shoot him with a high caliber bullet again. Again, using plus 2 in combat skill. So I hit DCV 10.
Yes, you hit him.
Okay. Oh, what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, body, 16, stun.
Yeah, you shoot him again as he's rising up, wings his temple and... falls face down, doesn't move.
Good.
Stratus.
Right. I'm going to fly in. And this corner to the left. Look, and it just sees down.
Yeah, there's a body lying on the floor, yeah, as you say, you fly into this huge open space. It's pretty dark in between the racking. But this front area is not too badly lit because the moonlight is shining through the windows that are just below the ceiling.
I assume I can see these two guys
pretty well.
And there's this guy here that's directly in front of me.
Okay.
I will blast him.
What, with snowballs?
Yeah, but they're very small, hard and like hailstones. DCV 5 or lower.
Yay, hip.
Oh my god.
Really? Oh my god, so that's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 body, 36 stun.
God.
You're in trouble if you care.
You just blast him clean off his feet. Just roll not back.
No.
No? You rain hail on him.
He came down from above.
As he slowly shivers and the ice crystals form on the end of his nose, he just crumples into a heap.
Surely he just freezes solid.
Bastion follows you in and she... raises an energy barrier up across the door that you've come into.
Alright, okay.
Ooh, it's the elves. Ooh. So yeah, there's an elf stood between the two racks who's covering the door as you guys come in. Shot waves behind him, but his concentration's focused on the door. He tries to shoot you, Stratus. I take it your DCV's not 3 yet.
Nope.
These other two elves who were over here come running over. One of them sprints across, but by the end of his action, he can't do anything. The other one, though, again, tries to shoot you, Stratus.
Nope.
But again,
it's obviously not close range enough for this weapon.
His rain of candy death just splatters on the floor around you.
Oh.
So next, it is Santa. So yeah, shockwave, you just come down, you blasted him from short range with a shotgun. It obviously hurt him and dazed him for a second or two. But as you land, he sort of looks at you and goes, ho, ho, ho. You've been a naughty boy.
Not as naughty as you, Nicky boy.
Popping into his hand is an aerosol canister, which he points at you and sprays. Spraying you with what appears to be silly string. What's your DCV?
6.
These tendrils of multicoloured, vibrantly coloured string harden almost as soon as they hit you. You're entangled. Feel free to look up the rules to how you break out an entangle whilst your bullet decides what he's doing.
I'm going to head down to the end of the aisle and see if I can aim for this guy over here.
Okay, yes. As you come round the end of that that row of racking, you see that there's yeah, there's two elves stood, I don't know, 30 feet away from you or so. There's another elf stood at the end of the racking, of the aisle of the racking next to you as well.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, because I haven't got a clear shot, but I can bounce the shot.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bounce it off this wall here.
Are you trying to shoot the guy at the end of the row down?
Yeah, this one. Near Santa. I'm just wondering about the distance.
It's 4 inches.
Okay, so
5 at a push.
Oh, here we are. So that would be -2. But I will bounce it once, so that's +1. And then I'll use the other one for damage.
Okay.
The other combat skill level. So that's good. I hit 9 or lower.
Yeah.
And I get +1 to damage.
So Stratus, just for one worrying second, Bullet raises his gun up, seems to be pointing at you, pulls the trigger.
What?
It pangs off the wall behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you hear it whiz by, ricochet off the wall behind you. And then the elf stood at the end of that row, grunts in pain.
What, this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, dumb.
Sorry, one moment. I don't know what the +1 damage is. It was +1 dice or just +1 to the...
Is this for combat levels? Is this a stun attack? If it's a stun attack, it's an extra d6. Basically, the way it works, if it's a stun attack, each point gets you 1d6. If it's a killing attack, each 3 points gets you 1d6.
Right.
So 1 point gets you, does an extra point of damage, 2 points do half a d6. And... bloody trick shots now.
Seven body.
Seven
body and 24 stun.
Roll your note back.
For killing attacks and martial attacks, it's knockback stroke KA.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you just put your body in.
Also, that is right.
Yes, so you don't do anything.
Yeah, because you're less likely to knock someone back with a bullet. How much done do you do? 24?
Yeah.
Shockwave, you're bound. This stuff is covering you. You can't move.
Lord, when
Strauss posted it in the...
Yeah, gotta do more oddy than the tangle, so I'll try and rip it off.
So you can either use brute strength, or you can use a power.
Or if you've got, if one of your martial strikes is like, what martial abilities is, there's one that's sort of for breaking out of grapples and stuff.
Martial escape, I've got.
Yeah, roll that.
Strength vs grab. So, doesn't give me, sorry, it's still me, OCV of 6, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Then it says 35 strength vs grab. What's that mean?
I'm guessing it means you roll as if you got a 35 strength. So you roll 7d6.
Try and beat the body of it. Slash roll 7d6. Excellent, so that is 8 body.
No, this stuff is like steel. So I'm just looking to see how long it lasts.
Silly string. 3 or 4 days. Yeah.
So yeah, you're straining against this stuff, and it is. It's like tensile steel wire, it seems, although it just looks like bloody silly string. Ho, 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 very naughty boy, and flourishes in the other hand a pair of chattering teeth, which he hurls at you. So these chattering teeth fly at you. They stop biting into your neck. You take 4 body, so that doesn't go through the echo armor, and no stun, because it's just not enough to go through your defenses either. But these chattering teeth are trying to bore their way through. Oh, man, they're just repeatedly biting at it. You can feel the nanoweave hardening.
Hold on. If an entangled character is attacked, the entangled takes damage from the attack first.
Well, do they?
Yeah, unless the entangled takes no damage from attack's advantage, so the teeth start chomping through the entangled first.
Hey. So, yeah, they're chomping at the entangled, and they're not tough enough to get through that either.
Santa, that is not you, Mark.
After the attack does damage to the entangle's current death plus body, the entangle is destroyed.
Are you saying anything, Shockwave?
How much body did you do, Shockwave, when you tried to break out of it?
22.
That was...
Oh, no, sorry.
8.
Yeah, it was 8.
7.
You got rolled a 6, so that's cast as 2.
7.
8. You rolled a 6.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was
2. He should know his own toys, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Bullet, it's you again.
Shockwave, I asked, have you actually said anything? Because I don't know that
you can. Oh, I did shout out, man down, Santa's got his toys out.
You just thought he'd gone mad. Again.
I'm going to hit this guy again with another bullet off the wall. Again, use a +1, -2, +1, OCV 8, and +1 to damage. I hit 9 or lower.
You hit.
Okay. 6. 5 body and 40 stop.
Your second ricochet knocks him out. Stratus?
Now, can I actually see what's going off down towards old St. Nick and his little helper over there?
Not quite from where you're standing. Remember, it's quite dark down there as well.
He did shout man down, but I can recall him saying that. If he's in trouble, I'll definitely go and find out What's going on? 12's
lining up another shot.
I'll fly over here.
So yeah, you fly into the in between the racking. Obviously, the gaps are really wide to let the forklifts and everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, yes, Stratus is stood, apparently coated in silly string, struggling against it.
You mean shockwave?
Shockwave, sorry, yeah. And stood chuckling away at him is, well, is Santa, man. Except Santa is... got this huge great child's toy strapped to his back. It's a huge great child's rocket, sorry.
Did you say he's got a big sack?
Yeah, there's a sack on the floor, yeah.
Has anyone got a lighter? Actually, what's this I have from Cigar City? Is there a taper underneath this rocket? Where you could light it?
No.
It looks like his attention's on the shockwave.
Yeah.
So I'll blast him from behind. Hope you've got your warm winter gear on, St. Nick, because it's about to get a bit colder in here. DCB 7?
Yeah, you hear him.
So... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 body and 29 stun.
Yeah, you coat him in ice. He doesn't go down though. Bastion moves to bullet because she doesn't want to be in the line of fire. All the elves.
All two of them.
They both come up to the alley to cover their boss. So the first one fires at Stratus and just peppers one of the boxers. Oh, for fuck's sake, so does the other one. Shoot wildly. Shockwave, it's your attempt to break free again, I guess.
76.
You don't have to roll to hit, so you should do damage. That's 8 body.
Still not out.
By the teeth.
The teeth will act on his go. So, Santa again. So you freeze him from behind. He spins round.
Squirts you with his stick. From his sack.
Yeah, popping into his hand is a little wizard's cane. You know, the traditional black, white tip points out at you.
Oh, you bastard. Yeah, it hits.
Gushing out the end is like a thick, billowing cloud of gas. You start choking and sputtering on it. You take 19 stun. There's no defense against it.
What?
How many body have you got?
Not that. 15.
You're stunned for your next action.
Can I see that?
Bullet is you. Yeah, it's happening right in front of you. Bullet is you.
Man down.
It's you.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
he's
going to move.
Yeah.
I'm going to move into these guys' line of sight to try and draw their fire.
All right, okay,
try and plug one of them. I'm going to use both combat skill levels for damage. So I'll just give you 9. Hit 12.
That hits.
Okay, that's on this front one. So that's going to be 7d6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 body, 18 stun.
18 stun.
Holy shit, roll.
Yeah, roll your knockback. You stun him.
How many body does he have? 6 body. No.
But you do, you wing him and you sort of stun him. So next it is... Oh, it's Santa again. Santa turns and runs. But as he starts running, his boots spark flames and fire behind him, and he shoots down the row on human speeds. Blit, it's you again.
I'm gonna try and take this guy down again. Oh, only decent fire.
You hit.
Again, using the two combat skill levels for damage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 body, 16 stun.
Did you throw your knot back?
No.
But he's stunned again because you're.
Oh, that's fixed.
Stratus. Yeah, the gas is slowly clears away from you. You're sort of coughing this gas out your lungs.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Without any direction, Bastion will just shadow bullet. Shockwave.
Yeah.
It's you.
There you go.
6. Yeah, you finally managed to snap your way out of this ridiculous, silly string.
Oh, turn around. Is he gone?
Yeah, because you were sort of bound, so you saw him shoot up the thing, but you couldn't quite turn around to see where he went. So you know he went up to the top of the aisle, but you're not quite sure which way he went. And it's dark up there. You know, the moonlight's coming in from the right, sort of on this map. It would be the southeast, so it's sort of lighting the bottom corner you're in, but it gets darker as you go further back and further to the top left of the map. So yeah, it's the elves. So that one's stunned. This one goes for shoots at you, Stratus. You're stunned. You get a neg to your OCV, DCV.
It's sorry. Half.
Is it half? It's not one, is it?
Nope.
Did he shoot his mate?
Lights up, takes the shot as he squeezes the trigger. Another coughs rack your body again. You double up and he shoots clean over your head. It's recovery.
Hey! I need to search the warehouse.
So he went up that way, didn't he?
What are you doing, Bullet?
I'm going to try and take this one.
There's still two elves still behind you, Stratus.
Yeah, what?
Shall I roll?
If you shoot again, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Stun though, sir.
Damage again. 9 DC.
Yeah,
9.
You hit him. Still reeling from your last shot.
Oh, bloody hell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 body, 16 stun.
Yeah, you blow him off his feet, he goes down.
Cool.
What are you doing, Shortwave?
I'm gonna trot down here.
What, following Santa?
Yeah. How far can you move? You're still in combat, so don't just trot. You can move as far as you can move.
Run. I've got run at 8.
So you can move 8 if you're running. You sprint up between the rows trying to chase down Santa. Santa steps out from the corner. Well, you see a figure step out because it's pretty dark here.
Can't dodge.
So yeah, you see him step out and you think, fuck, and just dodge. Yeah, you see something colourful flying through the air as you dodge, which lands here and explodes in a blinding flash of light and glitter confetti. Have you got any flash defense?
No, didn't know I needed it.
You're stunned for 12 segments. That's a whole round. Yeah, this thing just goes off in a shower of glitter. You can't see shit. Your ears are ringing. You lot all hear and see this from the other end. It's just not bright enough to dazzle you from down here. Bullet, it's you.
Well, there's one elf left, isn't there? So I'll shoot him. hit DCV 10, all out for damage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 body. Is that right? Yeah, and 33 stun.
Yeah. Oh my god, just roll your knock back.
That was 11 body, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
bloody hell. You put him on his arse. The stun's enough to knock him back, it's just whether you did a load of damage to him with knockback. Stratus, you see this explosion of glitter at the end of the aisle, and then it sort of plunges into darkness again. Yeah, and you hear Shockwave cursing in Japanese. You have no idea what he's saying, but it sounds
there's
awful.
No elves behind me, is there?
They are, but they're all flat out on the floor.
Yeah, I've been attacked. No? I'm going to fly up and above the top of the racking.
Which side, right or left?
There, to the left. Because after the blast of glitter...
Focused on Paul. It was like a little bomb, so it blew up where he was.
Yeah, well, I was closest to this racking on the left anyway, so...
Just roll me a perception. Neg 2 for it being dark. Neg 2 because of the obstruction of the racking.
10, yes.
So what do you have to roll under? So it's plus 2, sorry. It's 4 harder.
Yeah. I need a 12.
All right.
And I got 10.
Cool, your perception's high.
It's 12.
So you need...
I'm on 3 twos.
All right, yeah, so you needed under 8, but you got 6. Sorry, it was saying you needed under 10. You think you can see sort of movement in the shadows against the back wall. You moved full movement, though, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So I'm just keeping my eye on
so
Bastion Shockwave.
Comes out to you, Bullets. What do you want me to do?
I think keep an eye out here. I'll radio.
See, a barrier is still shimmering, blocking those two doors. Okay.
Did I throw off light at all?
Not to speak of. You might be able to see it. If a place was dark and she raised a barrier, you might be able to see the barrier, but it wouldn't give up more than maybe a foot of light.
Stratus, what are we doing? Because I haven't even seen this guy yet. I've just, I've seen a flash. I know that Shockwave was in trouble, but I don't know anything about this assailant, so...
It's, St. Nick.
He's early.
Exactly. Can I send him back to Lapland?
Any more information?
It's up north.
Oh, okay. So the far end of the building then. Great. I'm going to teleport over and reload my gun. With high caliber killing, armor piercing.
Shockwave.
Not much I can do, is it?
Oh god, yeah, you're just blinded and your ears are ringing. Just roll me perceptions, Bullet and Stratus.
Yes.
Yep.
You think you hear footfalls in one of the racking somewhere over to your left. You know, the sound is echoing. It's very echoey in here, but... Sounds like, footfalls moving down one of the... one of these aisles somewhere.
So I can get there in a half phase movement.
Is it? It's very dark.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. You're just getting slithers of light from the moonlight coming from, you know, from the high up windows and between the racks. It's just getting like little pools of light.
In the radio bastion, see if you find the light switch.
Okay. Smart thinking.
Who's action?
It's yours, Bullet.
Okay, I'm going to teleport down here.
Okay. Just roll my perception.
No.
Stratus.
Okidoki, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to fly over that rack to there. See if I see anything.
Just roll my perception.
Gain a little bit of altitude. Yep, made it by 4.
Yeah, you see, bathed in some of the moonlight, just sneaking around this corner, is the rather large, scarlet shape of your adversary.
To the south, gents.
Then Bastion flicks the light switch. The whole place is strobed for a few seconds as the great big overhead fluorescent tubes flicker on and off, bathe the place in light. So, old man Santa, you see, as you clock him, Stratus, you know, sneaking around there, he obviously sees Bastion. And as he starts to sprint, you see his boots, you know, kick up these little flares and sparkles of flame.
Isn't her force field still in place?
Oh, yes, it is, but he would have seen that because I've forgotten that it was there myself. So, yeah, he bursts out of this door instead. Bullet, it's you. Just roll me a perception. So no, you don't see anything. It's not pretty, it doesn't really cross your line of sight. I just wonder if he might catch something.
Which way do you go? I'm asking the team. Where's...
So yeah, that's where he is. At Stratus, you might see him as well, but Bastion is to some of the doors at the other end of the building. He's just run out of one of those.
In that case, teleport out here.
So you teleport yourself outside. Yeah, just roll me a quick perception just to see if you clock him, is he? Yeah?
Yes.
You instantly clock him, you know, outside the door.
Can I act?
Yeah, you can act. That's a movement action, isn't it? So.
In that case, I will use my combat skill levels to hit.
You try to shoot him, yeah, as you turn around.
Well, I'm going to cover.
Yeah, so you're covering him.
Yeah, I have to make it to hit. I hit DC 30. I'll cover him and say, "We booked your flight to Lapland. I suggest you stay there while we arrange transport."
Yeah, he looks at you with his latex mask. He says, and he sort of holds his hands out just in front of himself at waist height, and springing out this rocket, two almost like handlebars shoot out, and he grabs hold of them, and flames burst out the base of the rocket as he starts to, you know, starts to fly into the sky.
Yeah, so if I hit on
DCB
13,
yeah.
Armor piercing.
2d6
killing damage.
Okay, so you do 6 body and we stun. It's 1d6 minus 1 for stun.
So that's 18.
So he starts rocketing off into the sky. You shoot him. He stutters for a second, but I'll just throw you knock back.
Ooh, I'm knocking back one.
So you're knocking back one. Okay, yeah, there's nothing for him to...
Into the side of the building.
Well, he's going to get knocked back in the direction you struck him, isn't he? Which is...
Good spin in, and then he might be
fine. Straight back.
Spin him round.
So you shoot him as he goes up. Your impact, knocks him backwards. And does turn him. Stratus.
He's outside and airborne.
Are there any skylights in this roof?
Yeah, there'll be perspex panes in it, yeah.
Well, I'll fly up to one and try and prise it open.
Oh, you could try and just fly through it.
Yeah, I want to cause as least damage as possible.
Oh, okay. You could jiggle it around and probably slide it out.
Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Okay, so you're doing that. Bastion starts coming across to help Bullet. Shockwave's still stunned. There are no elves left. Recovery. So as he rockets up into the air, and he's moving fast.
Straight up?
Straight up.
How high is the building?
The building is about maybe 36 feet.
I'll teleport onto the roof around about...
Teleport up to him in the air. Shoot him and teleport back down to the ground.
I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
What's your teleport range?
100 feet. Well, 10.
10. 10 hexes. So you teleport up to the roof as he dwindles into the distance. He's moving. His jetpack ain't pretty. As it goes up, it's belching smoke and flames and sparks. But it's like a rocket. He's moving 22 inches. As he just goes, shoots up into the air, going, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas."
Fuck yeah.
Stratus, you get that panel off. How fast is your flight?
Only 10. Well, I'm going to follow the smoke trail.
So it's night, remember, so it's not like following in the day. You'll lose it really quickly. So say he's moving 22, he's doing over twice the speed you're doing.
And with the
And he's,
plane?
To be fair, yeah. He's just running.
Curses.
You watch the flames dwindle away and then you lose them in the... Is that a flame? Is that a star? Is that...
Will our intrepid heroes uncover Santa's evil plans? Will they face this red terror again and put him behind bars? And will they ever discover just how much you have to pay your flunkies to get them to dress up like fools? Find out all this and more in Episode 4 of Champions! Thank you for listening to Champions Episode 3. If you enjoyed what you heard, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. Also, you can find us on Twitter at ChampionsRPG, or you can contact us at mark@champions.co.uk.